Good morning, everybody. Lee Brower here, and welcome to this week's edition of Meaningful Monday. I am grateful, and I am glad to be here. You know, yesterday was one of those special days. I call them paydays, where everything seems to come together in the right way. The day started off early, went on a 10-mile, what I call a hog, which is a jog and a hike combined together. But one of my favorite things to do, and there's a great shoreline trail along within a mile of where we live, and I just had a nice, wonderful time. As I was jogging along, I saw a young man down on the lower flat part of the level with three of his children, and I just had to say what a great-looking family as I went by, and he says, "Thank you very much. Can you help me?" And I said, "Well, sure," and I turned around, and he just kind of had a sly look on his face, and he walked over quietly, and he had a rock in the shape of a heart, and it was beautiful. It was enamely painted, enamel with red, and certainly not something you would find out on a trail. But he said, "Don't let her see this." And I looked down and I saw his precocious little 4-year-old or 5-year-old in that age range. And he says, "Would you take this up the trail and just kind of put it off to the side of the trail just where we can see it?" And I said, "I'd be happy to." Now, I don't know what happened from that moment on. I took it down the trail and put it down around the corner where they couldn't see, and I know that she probably came upon it and they were excited. And you know, I love the thought that went into that. I love the thought of this father planting seeds. And as I thought about rocks and the importance of rocks, I thought about how long I have been carrying a rock in my pocket. And since the very day, and that's another story, but since the very day that I started carrying a rock in my pocket, my life has changed. And it's changed in many, many ways, but not the least of which is it's opened my eyes to be able to see gratitude, to express gratitude better than I ever have before, and it continues to grow each day. You know, leadership is not something that happens any more than gratitude is something that happens. Just because I put a rock in my pocket and carry it with me every day does not mean that I have more gratitude. You know, any more than if I decide I want to be a leader and I just decide to be a leader. You've got to practice. So let's talk about the elements of leadership. You first start with daily routines, and a daily routine can be a rock in your pocket. That's what a daily routine can be. And as you repeat that daily routine, that routine eventually becomes a habit. If you protect that habit, it eventually becomes a trait. And if you carry on and protect the trait, it eventually becomes part of your character. So as you want to develop the character of leadership, start with something that can develop a daily routine. Let it move from there into a habit. Protect it. Let it move from there into a trait. Protect it. And then let it move into a characteristic. Now, I've watched this concept once it appeared in the movie The Secret, which unbeknownst to me, I did not even know I was in the movie The Secret. I have seen leaders arise around me. I've seen them show up spontaneously. And I was in Los Angeles and had a man walk up to me and say, "I just have to thank you." And I said, "Thank me?" And he says, "Yes, because for you, I carry a rock in my pocket." And I said, "Well, that's special. Tell me the story behind that and what a difference it's made." And he said, "Well, 1 year ago today, this very day, my wife passed away. And I was bitter. I was really, really bitter. And I was mad at the world. But then he watched The Secret and he said, 'You know, I saw you talk about how we didn't have to be grateful for certain things. We could be grateful in.' I thought about that and I decided that I went out to her garden," and he reaches in his pocket and he pulls out a rock. And he said, "I've decided it was time for me to be a victor, not a victim." And so he had moved into an element of leadership, a daily practice. He says, "Since that time, I've had the opportunity to go out and share my story with so many other people. And I've watched it cascade as it's impacted other lives. I'm so grateful, you know, for yesterday, for the payday, but that was just the beginning of the day. Family came over to honor my birthday. And my birthday's not till Wednesday, but we all got together yesterday. Had 26 people here, one of my grandsons and my daughter and her family were unable to make it. Just grateful for the 26 that showed up here. And you know, one of the elements of leadership is to always make your learning greater than the experience. As magnificent as that experience was, I found myself still learning. And thanks to a daughter-in-law who taught me, I'm so grateful for her, for the experiences that we had and all of everybody together. It was a marvelous event. I hope that you capture the message of leadership. Gratitude is not something that comes because you put it in your pocket. Gratitude is because it comes when you start doing something with it. Develop the habits, the routine, the habit, the characteristic, and the trait. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.